Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Hey humans, welcome back to another solo podcast with Waking Up with Melissa. I'm so excited because we are taking things back to basics. This episode is all about how to create your soul business. We're going to talk a little bit about energy as we always do. We're going to really break down, unleash and unveil, and really what were the inspirations behind this. Unleash being really the masculine doing part of ourselves, and unveiling really having to do with the water element of the divine feminine. So let's go right into what the frick does it mean to create your soul business. I've been getting a lot of questions about this, and I've been saying this for so long that I sometimes forget. But recently somebody asked me in my DMs, they were like, what's the difference between a regular business and your soul business? Like, I think I know what this means, but can you please explain it? So I was like, this is perfect. I'm going to do an entire podcast on this. And really, my interpretation of being a soulpreneur or having a soul-based business is really activating what is within us. What are some of the things that we want to express out into the universe, and also build a legacy, build a business around it. And remember, a business doesn't have to be lucrative. Like, you can have a nonprofit. You can just say, I want to have a yoga business and I just want to do free classes in my community. That is still your soul business. Whatever your soul business is, whatever is lighting up that fire within you that you're like, damn, I want to do this and I'm going to do this regardless. And so I'll take you back really quickly before we go into a couple of things that will help you start to get more knowledge, more awareness about how you can build and create your soul business. I remember vividly when I was starting my business, I told myself and I asked myself, what is the thing, Melissa? Like, what is the thing that you would be doing that no matter what you do, you'll be happy? And so it was yoga and meditation. And I remember having this conversation with myself, with all the different aspects of myself. And I was like, okay, ready? Like, let's go. Let's do this. Like, let's bring yoga into the communities that you feel need it the most. Let's practice. Let's lead. Let's step forward into those shoes. Let's walk into these studios. Let's create these spaces. And I remember that feeling of like, yeah, you know what? I can do this no matter what happens, no matter what the end result is, no matter if I make $1 or $1 million, like, I am for sure going to be happy. And I think that mindset really contributed to a lot of the things that happened after, because I wasn't attached. And I don't want to say it was by mistake that we build all of the things that we built, but I swear, you know, a lot of the things that were built after that was just me following instructions. And the instructions came from within. The instructions came from listening to my intuition, just listening to myself. The more I listened to myself, the more things started to open up, the more opportunities started to open up, the more it became just yoga and meditation. But I started listening into my students, and my students started to tell me, Melissa, like, it's crazy, but I've been on this wild journey with you for 6 weeks, uncovering, you know, a lot of the things that have been standing in the way of me living the life I've always wanted. Because in the beginning, it was just yoga and meditation and affirmations and yoga and all of these things that I was helping humans with. And then all of a sudden, they're like, I have an idea. I always wanted to do blank. And that was the start of the Unleash and Unveil brand. And that's how I actually started Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business. And I named it that very purposeful, because it's not just any business. It's the freaking business that you want. I don't care if it's knitting. Like, whatever is really setting your soul on fire, that's the thing that I want to help people create. And so the first step here, if you want to write this down, is to get clear with your vision. What is your why, and why do you get to do what you do? And so often, oh my gosh, I see this in every single level. There's no way that you ever really master this. You're always working on this because your vision is based on you. And you're always growing moment to moment. Like, you're literally not the same person in 10 minutes that you are right now. You're not the same person that you were yesterday, and you're definitely not the same person that you were last year. And so we're always growing. And because we're always growing, our vision always is changing. So ask yourself that instead of figuring out, like, my why is so that I can help my community. Like, yes, and, but what is in it for you? I always tell all of my students, have a why for your business and have a why for yourself. Otherwise, you're going to feel trapped and enslaved to your business. And so my why is not just to help my community. Like, yes, and I also know that they're so capable. There's a big part of me in there that I get to step into the shoes of guide. I get to lead and teach yoga. I get to potentially fulfill this life that I have envisioned for myself with wealth and abundance and traveling and doing whatever the hell I want on my time. I'm recording this podcast on the floor with the hoodie. Like, I get to do that part. And so that for me is freedom. Freedom is not so much in the coins. And I think a lot of people start to paper chase because they're not clear on their vision. And so start asking yourself. One of my mentors gave me a book early on in my journey, my entrepreneurship journey. And it's a very skinny read. It's called Vivid Vision. And that really, truly changed my life. Go ahead and read it. It's like 10, 15 bucks. But it asks you and it begs you to start to expand beyond the here and the now and start asking yourself, what do I really envision for myself 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And that's a hard ask. Most people, if you've been on a connection call with me, I always ask them that. What are you envisioning for your life? Crickets. People don't know how to answer this because they've never thought about that. And so that's what keeps us enslaved and trapped in the rat race. What's happening now? How am I going to get a buck now? What's happening this month? We're always living in the here and the now, and that energy is just scarce. It's just scarcity. It's just this low vibrating energy that honestly doesn't bring anything positive into our life. So get clear about where you're going. I promise you, things will open up so beautiful when you see what's ahead of you. It's like you not walking into a room blind. And so, yes, there's a level of trust, but there is this part of the brain that kind of wants to foresee what is happening. And this is not attachment. I'm not talking about, Melissa, I made a plan for 3 years and now, part two of this list is not happening and now I'm shutting down. No, because you have to allow yourself grace and we can't be so rigid either, but have a broad scope of what do I envision for myself now? And I'll give you an example before we move on. When I first started my business, I was very clear. I was like, okay, universe, we are about to step forward and there are a couple of requirements here. One, I want to make sure that when I connect with people, that they feel my spirit. It was so important for me that, I wanted to have a lucrative business. I wanted to connect with people, and I didn't want it to feel salesy. I didn't want it to feel hard. So I had to connect to that energy within myself to attune to that. And so often we make that mistake and we say, I don't want blank. Well, what do you want? And so focus on that. Focus on what you do want and stop focusing on what you don't want because that's just sidetracking everything. Instead of saying, I don't want this and I don't want that and I don't want this and I don't want that, well, ask yourself, well, what do you want? And so often that's hard for us. And so when I started to ask myself that, I started to get really clear. I knew I wanted to travel. I knew I wanted a life of freedom. And when I say freedom, I mean that I didn't feel like I had to do anything per se in my business. And so I have set up a business like that where my clients know, people that work with me, if I need to cancel something or rearrange something, like I don't feel bad. And 9 out of 10 times, every time I have to do this in my business, people are like, ooh, great, because I had a long day and I was already thinking about maybe I should cancel this. And so you see what I mean? When you honor yourself and you honor what you feel inside, it always finds a way of working out. So get clear on your vision. Why are you doing the things in your business? Why are you doing the things in your life? Why are you doing all of this stuff? And so, again, bringing it back to when I first started the yoga and meditation, I just wanted to do it because there was no expectation. But because there was no expectation, so much magic actually happened. There was no pressure I was putting on, you know, yoga and meditation. There was nothing. I was just like flowing. I was just like, okay, I'm just going to do this and see what happens. And so ask yourself, have you done that lately? Because so often people are just putting all this pressure on themselves to perform and to be on social media and to do all of these things, and they're forgetting the joy and the fun that it is to just get to do what they're doing. The second thing is to get clear on your offerings and make this your own. Make this your own. I feel like when it comes to offers, people love to just look at what's working for another and just say, oh, okay, I'm going to do that. There's something that I always try to teach my clients, and it's your soul offer. And your soul offer is probably one that may not make you money, but it's something that feeds your spirit. And so I always try to look at my business in two different ways. There's Melissa the Human, and Melissa the Human loves her soul offer, which is free yoga on Sundays. I love to do that. I don't care if one person comes or a million people come. Like, that is the thing that I get to do. I get to teach yoga for free. And by the way, that's a privilege. And the reason why that's a privilege and the reason why I get to do that is because I'm also feeding my business. And so there's two different things that are happening. And so I get to be in my soul offer. And the soul offer, there's no pressure. It's whoever comes, great. Whoever doesn't come, that's not a problem because there's no need there. I don't need to fill up a program. I don't need a specific income level because I'm feeding Melissa Rua's empowerment. Melissa Rua's empowerment is the business. And this entity, this energy, operates on its own principles. Melissa the Human is super compassionate and loves to be with people and loves to be a yoga teacher the most, loves to talk to people about limiting beliefs. And Melissa Rua's empowerment is a whole business model that loves to send invoices and likes to have structure and likes to have things in operating systems and likes her Google Drive very color coordinated and organized. Those are two different energies. Even Melissa the Human doesn't really much adhere to organization. In my personal life, I sometimes could be a hot mess, but in my business, oh my gosh, like my business is, it runs very efficiently because again, they're two different energies. They're almost two different aspects of me. So start to ask yourself, how can I get clear with my offerings? What is mine to create and what is feeding the business and what is mine to create that's feeding the spirit? And so a lot of the yoga stuff is feeding the spirit. I have a 6-month mastermind and I have 2 retreats within this mastermind. While everybody was, you know, doing their online stuff, it was really important for me to take the measures to see people in person because that's what lights me up. That's where I know most of my energy, most of my flow, most of my dharma is coming from. And so that part is important because that's the part that I also get to teach yoga. I also get to teach meditation. And I also get to teach some of the wisdom that I carry within me. And so that's so important. Get clear on your offers. The third thing here, this is probably the one that I love to talk about the most because it's so spicy, and it's be your own. Like, be your own unicorn, be unique. Like, stop trying to be like everybody else. I have been singing this song since day one, y'all. Like, from the beginning, when I saw, you know, what was occurring on social media, I was like, yeah, I see it, and I'm also not going to be a part of it. I am actually going to use this to my advantage. I like the way social media platform is. I love that people can follow you and unfollow you. I love that you can put content out on a free platform. There's no subscription. You don't have to pay for anything. Legit, y'all, this is like a free website. Like, it's so cool. Like, it is so cool to just be on this platform and get the message out. There hasn't been anything else like this. And so there's the polarity of that too, right? There also hasn't been anything else like this in terms of, I would say, the negative aspects that have shown up, and that's really the comparison stuff. But I was actually telling this to my sister the other day. It's always been there. Social media is just highlighting it. You know, people love to blame everything. You know, the news is bad, social media is bad, this is bad. Yo, It always has been like this. These platforms are just highlighting everything that has been occurring on the planet. And so, yes, it's a little bit bothersome. Yes, it's a little, concerning, but it's always been there. It's just highlighting it in a different way. You know, again, I use this example with my sister, and I was like, yo, remember when we were teenagers? Like, we used to sneak out of the house. We used to do all this dumb shit. We used to do all of this bad stuff. I mean, like, for real. Like, can you imagine 13-year-old Melissa sneaking out of her third floor apartment through a fire escape? Like, that was wild, but also fun. There's so many things. I was getting in trouble. I was, sitting on rooftops, my friend's rooftop, and just doing all sorts of dumb stuff. But now it's being captured. Now it's being shown. Now it's being, out in the light. And so there's so many different aspects, and there's so many different ways that we can go on it. But get clear on your offers and get clear on how you get to be uniquely you. What is the story of you? And how do you tell that? And how do you stay in integrity to that? And use pillars if that helps you. And so we have brand pillars, and one of our brand pillars is the LGBTQ empowerment. And so it's important for me to let people know that, yes, I am a lesbian, and this is what it looks like, and this is what it means to be queer, and this is what my partner looks like. And, those things are important, and they make me me. They make me uniquely me. And the more I actually tell that story, the more it frees me. And so what are the things that we can continue to circle back on that tells and paints the story of us? And I can tell you one thing, we don't need any more copycats. We don't need any more people who are just copying and regurgitating information. Don't you know that you have seeds of greatness, that you are just so divinely given all of these beautiful gifts in this lifetime to, potentially share them with yourself and explore them, or share them with other people? You just being who you are inspires so many people. And why is this bad? This is not bad. This is a good thing. That's amazing. We need that. There are so many people who have inspired me, who still inspire me. Sometimes it comes in the form of teachers. Eckhart Tolle doesn't know he's my spiritual teacher. I always listen to all of his stuff, and one day I'm sure we'll get to meet. And my students, they inspire me. So many people. My partner inspires me. There's so many things that I grab on inspiration. But the best thing that I can do is to be unique. And the way I can be unique is by getting in touch with the inner world and asking myself, like, Melissa, what do you really like about yourself? How can I, if it feels good, how can I share that with the world? And not just for more likes, not because we're trying to be viral, but just because. I was reading online the other day. I'm actually challenging myself to do 30 reels in 30 days. So if you want to follow my progress, I think today will be day 5. Come follow me on my platform. I am Melissa Ruiz on social media, and join me. And I'm doing this for fun. I'm doing this for fun. I'm doing this just because. I'm doing this because so many people are like, oh my God, this platform is so whack. We'll make it fun. I asked myself that. What will make this fun? And I was like, oh my God, wouldn't it be so cool if I can just film all of these silly reels and just put them out there and just see what happens? Beautiful, without the expectations. And as I was following another account, there was this account that said he blew up just doing 30 reels in 30 days and not on purpose. And I was like, oh my God, yes. Actually, a former client sent it to me. And I was like, oh my God, we were just talking about this. We were just talking about doing the thing just because. Like, are y'all tired of creating content just for your business? What isn't it for you? Remember, what are the parts that are feeding your business? What are the parts that are feeding your spirit? And so if we're constantly creating and creating and creating for our clients and for our business, that can feel boring. That can feel robotic. What are you creating for you? Look at some of my posts. Sometimes it sounds sad, but I write myself poems and I write all of these other things because they're so helpful for me. And it's who I am. And it's how I get to express. The next thing is to find your tribe. Create the spaces that you want to see if you can't find your tribe. But it's so important that we find representation within our communities. I remember starting our business, and I was first in spaces where I'm like, Why am I the only Latina here? There are no other brown and black folks that I can. And it's not about, you know, needing to find a deeper connection. It's just wanting to be around our community. And so that was really important for me. And as I saw that just wasn't it, there just wasn't those spaces, I started to create them. And so hence this next part of Unleash and Unveil. And those two words were really important to me because we work with both the healed masculine energy and the divine feminine energy. And I realized that the thing that I love to do the most, which is also part of the brand pillars, is to empower people. I get really kind of obsessed when people have limiting beliefs. I'm like, oh my God, great. Tell me all of your limiting beliefs because I'm going to tell you exactly how you can crush this limiting belief. I love to talk to people who have these things where they see them as roadblocks. They are carrying these stories. They're so committed to these narratives and they're like, nope, I am this way. And it's like, yes, human, but you're also so much more. And we get this with the work of Eckhart Tolle when you start to ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? Who am I beyond these diagnoses? Who am I besides all of these roles that we play? And so when you keep digging, or, you know, like my yoga teacher likes to say, like when we keep peeling back the onion, we get to the core. And what's the core? What Eckhart Tolle likes to say, the canvas of the soul before all of the paint splatter on top of it. You are love. And so it was so important for me to speak that into human beings because we have enough of this, like, here is, you know, how you can, you know, take hold of your trauma and your stories and your things and how you can nurture these parts. And that's so valid. Listen, we need that. We absolutely need that information because there is so much trauma that is stuck in our body, in our brain, and has formed as different aspects of the self. And so it's important for us to recognize that this is real and these energies are real, but also understand that you can alchemize this. Also understand that you have the ability to heal yourself. Also know that you don't have to be committed to this story, that there is another option. And those are the things that I love to talk about. And not because, you know, I know it all. No, not because, you know, I'm trying to bypass or add in some positive, toxic positivity. No, I'm telling you because I've done this myself. I've walked a mile in a lot of people's shoes. I have had nothing, literally nothing. I'm still the person who invested $2,000 when I had $2,000 in the bank. I literally took all of that and I invested in myself in the best way possible because I believed in myself. I just believed that there was something more. I wanted to test these things out in myself. I wanted to see what would it feel like to live in a tiny home? What would it feel like to take away all of this material stuff? And I learned so much. I gained so much perspective. And so when we talk about unleash and unveil, the unleash energy is all about the doing and the masculine, the being and sitting in this energy and having to really face and look at all of the resistance that has appeared. Nobody's telling you to, you know, blink your eyes and imagine you're frolicking on in the forest, which also sounds really nice. But I'm asking you to befriend a lot of the stuff that comes up and to have a real conversation and ask yourself, what do I need to unleash here? What are the things? What are the stories? What are the things that have been buried so deep within me, the things that I have pushed so far down that I need to look at? Because when I look at these things and when I alchemize these things, the unveiling happened. And the unveiling of what is the unveiling of this new operating system, the unveiling of the new you, the unveiling of the divine feminine energy that is in surrender, that is in flow, that is moving like water, that's floating. And this is the type of energy that is so beautiful. It's so nice to balance out both of these energies. They're here for a reason. We all have them, no matter what bodies we were born into in this lifetime. You know, the mass masculine energy, the logical part of us that likes to make sense of things, it's good. You shouldn't want to, you know, push it away or to not ever have any masculine energy. This energy is really good for us. And the unveiling of the divine feminine energy is so beautiful for us too because it gets us off the hook. So many times we put ourselves on these hooks. We put ourselves like, no, you said you had to do X, Y, and Z, so nothing can change. And no, let's try to balance out both of this stuff. And that's how the brand evolved its name. The unleash and unveil is so important because it's an inside job. I'm not telling you to grow your Instagram account. I'm asking you to go within and to meet those different aspects of you so that you can unveil the truest version of who you are. And listen, if you're not resonating with this because you're like, I am already the shit and I don't need to unleash anything, then that's good. Okay? The next thing I want you to do and I want you to start to think about is that as you start to journey down this path, some people will get you and some people won't. And both of these things are fine. And so that's why finding your tribe is so important. I still remember when I first started to get into all this work, I just started to support everybody that I knew was doing something in the sound healing space, in the shamanic space, in the moon circles, everything. And you know what? It's so interesting. I laugh now because I went into all these spaces with like one eye open and one eye closed, like, what are you doing? You know, my skeptical brain, my unwillingness to be open. I was just like, what goes on here? I was that person. But I realized that the more I arrived, the more I was open to being in all these places, it was just undeniable what was actually happening. And I started to be more open to everything. And so don't judge yourself. Even if you're like, oh, I don't even know if I should do that. Just show up and see what happens and start to really recognize, is this coming from your intuition and coming from fear and coming from scarcity, or is this, you know, a story? And so the only way you'll know is if you attend and you start to realize like, wow, you know, and this is kind of where we get this narrative of like, damn it, I was judging you, but now like I realize that I actually was just judging you and I didn't mean to judge you because now I know you and now you're amazing and now you give me so much, you know. So I started to have those relationships with the practices that I was doing, with the spaces that I was arriving at. And then I just started to realize that, you know what, on this journey, some people will question you and say, what the hell are you doing? Especially in entrepreneurship. I think people now are more open to healing more than ever, but I think it comes with some prerequisites. It's like, it reminds me of college. Like we have to do our GE classes first, our general electives. And I feel like there's this energy of like, yes, okay, fine. You want to heal, go heal. But you still have to maintain a job and you still have to do this and you still have to. And it's like, no, we don't have to do this, human. Like you can do whatever the hell you want. You can heal and quit your job. You can go travel the world. Like, let's stop seeing these things as bad. Let's stop putting so much pressure on, you know, you having to have a job. I mean, if COVID has taught us anything, it has taught us that, you know, there is no company out there that was guaranteed. Please name one. You know, I'm seeing even now, and I'm sending my energy and my love to all of the people who are in the education system. There are so many things that are happening right now where these human beings, they're having to quit their job. And it's so hard to even speak about this because there's so many things that people are forcing them to do that is not conducive to what they want. And now they're out of a job. Somebody that went to college, somebody that had the desire to teach our students, to teach our kids, that's not guaranteed anymore. Nothing is guaranteed anymore. And I think in a way, all of this is showing us that. And so that's what I decided to do when I started to channel and connect to how do you create your soul business? And it's that, humans. Stop thinking about the money. Stop thinking about getting rich. Like, again, if you want to be wealthy, because I've had this vision of myself too. I'm like, yo, I want to have a private plane. I want to have boats. I want to have all these things. And not because I need it, but because I would love to experience that. Why not? There's nothing bad in wanting to experience the luxuries and the richness within, both within and without. Stop making this a bad thing. And so I also think it's really important for me to share that I used to think that too. I used to think like, oh my God, it's bad if you do this. You know, this makes you a bad person. It doesn't. It doesn't. And the more I reach different heights within myself and within my business, you know, it's so crazy. I have never reached a point where I'm like, okay, that's it. No more. I'm good. No. Every time I reach another height, I'm like, ooh, you know what's interesting about this energy? There's more. There's more. It's limitless. It's so beautiful. It's like love. Like, you can never run out of love. You can love a bajillion people on this planet and you'll still have more energy to love more people as equal to the love that you give yourself. And so the love that I give myself is beyond limitless. Being compassionate with myself, that's my number one priority. Forgiving myself, number one priority. All of these things, these are at the top of every to-do list. And so recognize that not everybody is going to journey with you. Some people will, some people won't, and it's okay. It's fine. You know, continue to bring back your power to yourself and ask yourself, what makes me happy right now in the here and the now? If I wasn't committed to all these stories that are happening, what do I get to do? What is my part? And that's how you create your soul business. You start to realize that that thing that you've always wanted to do, the selling crystals, the making your own oils, the creating your own scrubs, or whatever it is that you're like, you know what? If I did this, I'll just be a happy person. Isn't that so much better than if I did this, I'll get rich? Who cares? Trust me, it's just numbers in a bank account, and like, it doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't make you any happier. It doesn't make you better. It doesn't make you more qualified. It doesn't make you anything. Who you are and the how people see you and perceive you is based on your energy and what you bring to the table in this way. How you make people feel, people will always remember that. And so that is how you create your soul business, the business that really is connected to your dharma, and your dharma is really connected to the thing that you love most. All right, humans, I'm so excited that we got to this part and that we got to really share with you what the unleash and unveil energy feels like. If you have liked this episode, screenshot it, tag me. I am Melissa Ruiz. I would love, love, love to hear your feedback, anything that you feel really resonated with you. And for those who feel like, yes, I get all of this, but I don't know where to start, I really want you to be open to this new transmission, if you will, this new offering that I put out. It is literally the lowest offer that I have, and it's called Portal to the Vision. And here, there are 1 hour, 5 videos of just beautiful, beautiful, intuitive messages just for you. And I actually have been, in the past 4 weeks, been called to go back. That's the message I've been getting. Go back to the beginning and share that journey. Go back to basics. And so the beginning and the basics was me getting clear on my vision. And so Portal to the Vision, we walk you through 5 different portals using the elements of earth, water, fire, wind, spirit, air. And we walk you through exactly the questions that will bring you some opening. And so Portal to the Vision, it's the link in my bio right now. If you're a past student, if you're anybody who's done yoga with me, if you're anybody that has gone to even one event, I'm leaving this open before I open it up to the public. Go to the link in my bio at I am Melissa Ruiz. I will see you soon, humans. Be well, be safe. You're so loved. Namaste. Breathe.